AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. We've never had a former president say that he expects to be arrested. Not until Donald Trump did it this morning on social media. Trump has also asked supporters to protest.
The former president is asking supporters to take our nation back, basing his claim on alleged leaks from the Manhattan's district attorney's office over a case involving an alleged hush money payment to a porn star, political analyst Greg Valliere.
If it's true, a big if, I think this is a plus for Trump. It gives him lots of publicity. And it allows him to play martyr, which he does very well.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it political vengeance against Trump from a radical DA. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
There's no official confirmation of a pending arrest, but that hasn't kept supporters like South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham from commenting.
The prosecutor in New York has done more to help Donald Trump get elected president than any single person in America today.
The Financial Times says the Swiss government is fast-tracking a takeover of the troubled Credit Suisse group by UBS AG. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says this past week has shown that multiple bank implosions are tough to contain.
The way this moves from one institution to another is that people get spooked. We lose our confidence, and we then say, what other banks were like Silicon Valley Bank?
Paris may not be burning, but the temperature is certainly high after France's president Macron unilaterally raised the retirement age for workers to draw their pensions.
Police in Paris used water cannons to clear crowds from the Place de la Concorde after the police chief banned gatherings there following two nights of protests and clashes. The organizers moved to the left bank instead. Around the country, thousands more marched to protest pension reforms forced through Parliament Thursday. There were clashes with police on the fringes of some marches, and in Paris, protesters set fire to garbage piling up across the city as a strike by trash collectors continues. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
March Madness has just seen defending champion and top seed Kansas knocked out of the tournament by 8-seed Arkansas, 72-71, the final score. In Sacramento, CBS's Dana Jacobson tells us UCLA's men's and women's games are a family affair.
Tonight, Jaime Jaquez Jr. and his second-seeded Bruins will be back here on the court at Golden One Center looking to advance to a third straight Sweet 16. A few hours later, back home in Los Angeles, Gabriela Jaquez and her fourth-seeded Bruins basketball team will take to the court at Pauley Pavilion in what will be her first ever NCAA tournament game.
This is CBS News.
Choose Jackson Hewitt for 50% off and your guaranteed biggest refund. 50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Were you listening to the ABC News there? A bracket buster. Number one, Kansas falls to number eight, Arkansas tonight. Oh, dear. Double dip of heavy looks now. That's what that is, Max Inc. Radio.
You say I have nothing holding me down. I can make a fresh start anywhere I'm afraid I'll put that dream back on the shelf.
Sync Radio, we are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with some heavy looks from their Apathy album that was Shake It Up, Gasoline before that. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting all over on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy that you could join us on this Saturday evening. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is here. We got the Devil's Lair coming up here in a little bit, Rocker. We got... Max Inc. Heavy's coming up with the conversation with the Faith Hills Have Eyes. Dude, that's a pre-recorded interview. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Those guys are awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They blew me away.
And a brand new album, spent a lot of time on it.
That new music is good for, if you like metal, tune in tonight. You're going to love it. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. It's igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, the Full Mile Beer Company out in Sun Prairie, Forward Craft and Coffee here in Madison, and of course, Weikert Realtors Lake Point here in Madison, Zippy Lube Coffee on North Sherman, and of course, the Mad City Brito Expo. Is Mad City Brito Expo guy, is he coming in next week, dude?
He will. Yes. David Lanuti, he'll be stopping by Saturday night, so he'll be here early to talk to us. Tell us all about the Mad City Bridal Expo, and that's at the Monona Terrace this time. So it's a, you know,
Saturday,
fancy.
Saturday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace?
Sunday, Jimmy.
Is it Sunday? Because I have Saturday on my sheet here.
Well, Saturday is when he's going to be here, but Sunday is when the Bridal Expo is.
Typo. All right. You know what's not a typo? It's Bombastica.
Yes.
The anniversary of Maximum Inc. Max Inc. In general is happening at the Wisco on April 15th. That is a Saturday, Rocker. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait.
A lot of fun, Jimmy. Iron Plow, Carbellion, and they just got signed by Eclipse Records, and Wizard Hammer out of Milwaukee. It's going to be a great show, Jimmy.
And, of course, you, Terry Barr, and I will be broadcasting live from 6 p.m. to 9. We really want to see your face. Come on down, have a beer, have a Wisco burger with us.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate some volleyball.
And they've really revamped a bunch of stuff. They were, the Wisco was closed for some a little time there in like February, I think. And so they're going to be opening with a new kitchen and, you know, new floor.
Yeah.
So even if you get drunk, you're not going to trip over your feet on the floor there.
The floor is flat.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awkward walking around in the Wisco because I'm trained. My brain is trained to watch out for the uneven floor in the Wisco, but it's flat now. You know what? Hannah and the family at the Wisco, they did a wonderful job.
Oh, amazing!
Taking care of that place and one of the best venues, in my opinion, here in Madison. It's Bombblastica 2023, April 15th. Come down and join us. Hope to see you there. Rocker, we're going to talk with, what do we got? We got Curtis Goodman with Terry Barr coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's do some Marsden and tune it out on Max 8 Radio.
Sky high, reactivate.
We've got some brand new Mars Hall just around the corner right now. Made of black, made of blocks, and the girl next door on Max Inc. Radio.
You wanted me for yourself. You wanted
on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. All right, Dana Perry's coming up at Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We also got Curtis Goodman with Terry Barr just around the corner, a native Wisconsinite, comes back and talks with Terry. Can't wait. It's coming up next here on Max Inc. Radio. Right now, brand new Mars Hall, The Complexities of Life. Download this right now on their Bandcamp page or stream it on Spotify. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
We'll be right back. vote for the people.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Happy Saturday to everyone listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up at 9 o'clock with Dana Perry. Live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more information out at movetomadison.com. But first, we're going to hear from Terry Barr and Curtis Goodman. They have a conversation about music and other fun stuff that's coming up in just a moment. But first, a song from Curtis Goodman. This is Sticks and Stones on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thinks I know what I'm doing. I think she's too good for me. I don't know why she thinks I'm quite some guy. I'm so lucky she found me. She thinks a house is a home. I know our home is where our heart is. We'll meet in the middle with a man and a fiddle, and we'll plant ourselves a garden. We'll make a home out of these sticks and stones, where I'll spend my time with you. And I will pull the ghosts, remembering those ghosts of yesterday's turn blue. She thinks I know what I'm doing. I think she's too good for me. I don't know why she thinks I'm quite some guy. I'm so lucky a wife found me. She thinks our house is our home. I know our home is where our heart is. We'll meet in the middle with a man and a fiddle, and we'll plant ourselves a garden. We'll make a home out of these sticks and stones, where I'll spend my time with you. I will hold you close, remembering those ghosts of yesterday's turned to blue. She thinks you know what I'm doing. I think she's too good for me. I don't know why she thinks I'm quite some guy. I'm so lucky a wife found me.
Beautiful music there from a man described as being a singer, a songwriter, guitar player. And I'm going to add in, he is just an all-around great guy. Join me in welcoming Curtis Goodman to Max Inc. Radio. There he is. Hi, Curtis.
Thank you. How are you doing, Terry?
Oh, my gosh. I am good. I'm so happy that you are here with us, Curtis. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. Well, getting over some, I've had pneumonia and COVID and just everything this year, but you know, it's, you just keep on pushing on.
Yes. And some of that is not great when you're a singer songwriter. So,
No, but it's made me, you know, reprioritize and definitely, you know, you're smoking a cigarette, get away from me. Like, I am taking care of me. I'm drinking my tea. And my lemons and my honey and all the good things to keep me sounding and feeling good.
Good job. Oh, my gosh. Well, Curtis, I met you back in Madison. I know you're not in Madison anymore, at least not right now. But I met you at an Alzheimer's awareness fundraiser. And you and I got talking and I said, oh, my gosh, you're great. Let's talk about an interview or something. And then you said, sorry to tell you, but I'm going to move away. Where are you right now for people that maybe have been trying to keep track of you? But where did you move to and what are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm probably the only person in the world who's ever moved from Monona, Wisconsin to Monona, Iowa. who would have thought? I didn't know that it existed.
No.
A wonderful girl. And she convinced me that she had a really cute little house and just a great family and so many good friends. And, you know, it's a real good life down here. But I miss Madison. I definitely miss my hometown. I was there for over a decade, and I really love Madison. The music scene is unparalleled. I can't imagine, you know. But I've survived. I've met so many nice musicians down here. And this year's kind of kicking off awesome. I've had a few awesome gigs already. And
good.
Couple on the books for Madison, one this month, and then another one later this summer. And I'm really excited just to be back.
Excellent. So happy to hear that. And I've always heard great things about the Iowa music scene. So I'm glad to hear that you are diving into that too. You know, for those who maybe haven't had the chance to meet you the way I have, or maybe don't know who Curtis Goodman is, How do you describe yourself and your style of music?
I'm very heartfelt, I guess. You know, authentic mm-hmm. is my goal. I describe myself anymore as a folk musician. And really what that means to me is I'm not a huge fan of special effects. I have a collection of folk guitars. I've got a 12-string Seagull. I have a really beautiful Takamine and a Gretsch resonator. And ooh. They just have such beautiful sounds themselves that I'm not, you know, a little reverb, a little, you know, just a little something to make it sound nice. But for the most part, I want that really authentic, real kind of sound. And then that's where I'm going emotionally, too. I want to have the full experience. That's why I love songwriters like John Prine and Bob Dylan, who, you know, like they have sad, funny, happy songs, like the one song. It's all those emotions in one, because that's the full human experience. And that's what I like to represent.
Ugh, you said that so perfectly. That is the full human experience. And that really is where music takes us, which is why music is, I guess I've always said, especially over the last couple of years, music is medicine. It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good for the soul. It is the full human condition. I mean, I have kind of a little, I've just this collection of songs that I've created, and it's taken me 20 years. It's taken me so long to kind of develop and to like see it blossom the last couple of years as, you know, I've gotten better at the songs I pick. And I've also found the audience. I've found that there's certain places that maybe I don't need to play. And then there's certain places where I play and they love me.
Oh,
and,
good.
And to just realize that I have a place that I belong. And that, you know, these songs have a place and a time. And I'm not going to shred the guitar. You know, I've realized what my strengths and my weaknesses are, and I'm a really good guitar player. Uh-huh. And you know, I've been reading articles lately that kind of like give me like warm feelings about Jimi Hendrix and different big bands,
yeah.
And how they talk about, yeah, they could shred, but my, could they hold time? Were they a great rhythm player? And I go, hey, I'm a pretty good rhythm player. You know, I can definitely, I can hold a beat. I can play a guitar for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not Billy Strings, but none of us are. So, you know, we got to just kind of hold our own and be proud of what we can do.
Well, and a lot of times you're showcasing yourself by yourself, your voice, your guitar, and that's it.
It is. It's a different experience. And, I enjoy it, but at the same time, it's a very naked experience to just perform. And if there's a mistake, if there's ever a moment where it's like, that was kind of flat, that was me.
There's the reality. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you mentioned the Madison show and how excited you are to get back to Madison and Wisconsin in general. So give me the details, when and where and obviously, you are looking forward to playing for friends and everybody that you know in at least in southern Wisconsin. And of course, we can try to invite everybody to Madison to attend the show.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about March 24th. So that's a Friday night coming up here in a couple weekends. And that's going to be at the Up North Bar, which is right downtown Madison.
Yep.
So we're talking like Blair Street and John Nolan, like just right down off Willie Street, just like the heart of it all. So I love the location. I'm definitely going to just be walking around, soaking it all in. the weather should actually be decent. Like I'm really excited to see 40s and 50s coming up. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be like spring.
Good.
And it's right by the Hotel Ruby Marie. So it's just a classic, just beautiful building.
Yes.
Put there a few times. And then the people who own it, oh my gosh, they're really wonderful people. Mama T from the People Brothers band.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So just to be in kind of that circle and to have some time in that space I've seen so many shows there because they have live music all the time.
I know. It's a great venue. Oh,
yeah. So just to be a part of that, just to like, I seen another performer post about performing this week. And like, I look at their map, you know, their calendar for the month. And I go, hey, there's me.
Yay! So that's a Friday. It's March 24th at Up North in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, let me ask you this, though. You are originally from the Driftless area, and obviously Mama T, who all of us know as the lead singer of the People Brothers Band, you know, they play so much in the Driftless. What is it about the Driftless area? And did it inspire you at all growing up or being part of that kind of southern southwest Wisconsin in your roots?
I knew it was something special. Every time we'd travel, every time we'd go anywhere, I knew that, like, wow, like, it doesn't matter if we go 100 miles or 1,000 miles, back home is the prettiest. Like, I'm just from this amazing place that I've been so fortunate to, like, just be a little kid going for walks in ravines and seeing beautiful old trees and just living on a trout stream my whole childhood and just being a part of that and growing up hunting, fishing, doing all of that stuff. And that was just part of being, you know, alive. That was just all around you. And you get off to the rest of the road and you go, oh, geez, there's a lot of, like, cornfields and you get to big cities and there's a lot of just concrete here. Like,
right.
The beauty of back home. And, you know, you get off to the rest of the world and there's places that are equally as beautiful as the Driftless. But I don't know. You have to, like, work pretty hard to convince me that it's prettier.
No, I have to agree with you. Did it inspire you or does it still inspire you in any of your song writing or maybe even just how you approach things?
Oh, absolutely. I got a couple of songs about the beauty of nature and, you know, songs about going for a ride or just anything like that where you just think about, you know, a nice windy back road through the hills. And that's definitely inspired by my roots and coming up in the Driftless, definitely. Oh,
that is awesome. Wow. Let's see. How have you been able to kind of make music since you moved away? Has that been okay? Has that been easy, hard? How are you getting into your new music community in Monona, Iowa?
It was a little difficult at first. I mean, I got to send a lot of love out to the tavern in Prairie du Chien, where that was my wife already, like, worked there when I came down here. She has all these great friends there. And I've been just really blessed to have played there probably a dozen times in the last couple of years. But then I've found a number of other really nice venues, and you just kind of find the crowd and my music has probably adjusted a little bit to fit them and they've adjusted a little bit to fit me. And this has been my best year, you know, since leaving Madison. So it's been a work in progress, but it's definitely made me grow. And I like the new me.
Oh, that's awesome. Curtis, that's great to hear. Very cool. You know, you talk about how this has been a great year. What would you say is your goal with your music at this point?
Oh, at this point, I'm just trying to find my niche, just find where I belong. I'm not, I've been in this game for well over 20 years at this point, you know, playing music and trying to entertain people. And, you know, I've had highs and lows. And at this point, I'm perfectly happy being the intro guy for a new band that's been playing for a few months. If they're a real good time, and people have a good time while I warm them up, and you know, just having a place where I belong and people enjoy me. That's all I'm looking for at this point. I'm not trying to, like, feed the ego or make it. You know, I have so many. I'm a teacher, and I'll perform for my kids, and they'll be like, "Oh, Mr. Goodman, you could make it big," and I just laugh, you know. And that's so sweet. I have made it big. I'm still in the music industry. I'm still making the music that I love. I'm really, you know, for as little success as I've had, I can do whatever I want. I can kind of switch gears. I can go in the direction that feels most comfortable for me. And, you know, I may have mentioned my new wife of a couple of years. I play a lot more love songs, you know, probably than I used to.
And, ooh.
Without any judgment. And I love telling stories. Like, that, honestly, talking is the hardest part of being a musician. I love to perform and play and sing and get a crowd feeling those feels. But it's those moments in between actually talking that's really hard. And it's great to have someone to talk about. I'll be honest. I talk about my wife quite a bit.
Because
she didn't inspire me to write the song or to learn the song. There's some tidbit in there that she's involved.
I love it. And I love that you said the kiddos are calling you Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, I'm 3 years into being a teacher. I'm getting kind of used to it.
That is awesome. You know, when you run into your old, and I shouldn't say old in that way, but, you know, the instructors you had a long time ago that you learned music from, you still always call them Mr. or Miss or Mrs. Absolutely. I don't know why I can't call them by the first name. I don't know. I'm so inspired by people like them and like you. So I love that you are bringing on the next generation of musicians.
Yeah, I struggle with the Mr. Mrs. myself. Even my co-workers are like, oh, geez, you know, they'll come to one of my gigs. And I'll be like, yeah, Mr. Crozier, hi.
Oh, that is so good. I love it. Natural. Okay, so I mean, let me ask you like, this.
I'm the adult here. I'm 40 years old.
Don't grow up too much, okay?
That's not the plan.
So do you have any funny stories from either teaching or on the road or anything with your music? Anything that you can actually share? I should actually ask that.
Oh, something funny.
Yeah. People always want to know, do you have something funny that maybe you've never told any? I know, that's bad. Have you ever told anybody else before?
I don't think I do.
That's okay.
My gigs are so straightforward. Like, yeah. Really, there's very little debauchery. At this point, you know, I make a joke of it. Like, oh, you know, I'll have one of those drinks when I'm done. This is for you. This is all for you. Like,
sobriety
is like the road to a good performance.
Yes.
And I wish I was more entertaining. There's a fellow down here, Mike McAbee, who's so funny. He's so entertaining. And I watch his performance and I go, oh, wow, that is not me. That is.
You know what? Your funny story is still ahead.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll come back with one. I'll definitely find a
funny story. I know you will. I know you. I know you will. What is the best way for all of us to keep in touch with you? How do we follow you? How do we know where you're playing? All of that good stuff.
Curtis Goodman Music. On Facebook. That's the best way to follow me. There's some live videos on there to check out, see if I'm any good. You know, I still got a couple open dates this summer. I'm a little proud of myself. I've got 10, 12 gigs on the books for this summer and a few more you know, that I can't announce, you know, that are gonna happen. So
we'll watch there. We'll watch for those announcements.
There's some gigs out there happening for sure. So yeah, check Curtis Goodman Music on Facebook. That's the best spot. Definitely.
Excellent. And Curtis, again, this upcoming show that you have, where and when is that show in Madison, Wisconsin?
March 24th at the Up North Bar. Definitely be there. It's going to be a really fun time. I'm definitely going to be bringing the energy and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
And everybody listening, he is not kidding. He is a ton of fun. You're going to dig the music. And I know you've got some great originals, but you also play some really, what can I say? Some of everybody's favorites too, that you really kind of bring alive because you put your own touch on it.
Yeah, I mentioned John Prine, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Tom Petty. More modern stuff like Rainbow Kitten Surprise and Mount Joy. I have a mix, a definite mix that goes from, you know, when I met my wife, actually, she has this giant collection of vinyls, which we've added at least 100 to over the last 4 years that we've been collecting these things. And it's allowed me to like deep dive into so many musicians and find, oh my gosh, I have so many Tom Petty songs and Neil Young songs that I still need to learn because there's just so many good ones. But when you have that, like that collection, it's really easy for me at this point to like nix a song, just be like, oh, nope, wasn't good enough.
I'm going
to
play this one instead.
There's so many good songs. I'm only playing the best ones. And especially, you know, this one coming up in Madison. It's 3 hours. I've got 4 hours of prepared music. I had to cut a few songs out, you know.
How about that?
Yeah.
And we want to, of course, hear your originals like we are tonight on the radio. So please bring those. Bring us more, too, okay?
I always pepper them in.
Good. Oh, my gosh, everyone. Curtis Goodman, as you heard, he is going to be at Up North in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday, March 24th. Please go see him. Enjoy. And I think the shows there are always free. So,
from 6 to 9, so it's not too late, you know.
No,
it's not in the middle of the night. We're not going till 1 a.m. or bar time or something like that.
No,
you
know?
So, oh, yeah, 6 to 9 at the Up North. Absolutely,
excellent, Curtis. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. Have wonderful shows, and we look forward to talking with you again, hopefully, this summer.
Absolutely, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, everybody, again, Curtis Goodman. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
Doctor says you got to live in harmony. Living to excess is not the way it should be. Bigger isn't better, less is more, you see. And this freedom from desire makes us truly free. Oh, if I could give this to all my friends, it'd be the power to be content. And find that simple pride in just who we are. Remember, we all live in the stars. We 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 live in the stars. I'm floating on a rock through outer space. Kinda hard not to feel out of place. But belonging is a sense that comes from within. This big extended family, we got billions of kin. Oh, if I could give this to all my friends, it'd be the power to be content. And find that simple pride in just who we are. Remember, we all live in the stars. We 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 live in the stars. We're all made of stars, floating through the stars in this big ass rock together. It's all so beautiful. What is honest, and I fight for what is kind, and I try to teach the forest so the blind might lead the blind, and I fight for what is good, and I fight for what is right, and I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my might. Oh, if I could give this to all my friends, be the power to be content, and find that simple pride in just who we are. Remember, we all live in the stars, we 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 live in the stars.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.